Hi, everybody. My name is Brian Vecci. I'm the field CTO at Varonis. And in this HelpNet security video, I'm going to help you get your Copilot pilot out of pilot. Specifically, we're going to talk about Microsoft Copilot for 365, which has the potential to be maybe the greatest productivity tool ever created. Who wouldn't want a digital assistant available 24/7 that's got access to our emails and our data, that can summarize meetings, identify action items, help us find the data that we need, help us create new data really, really quickly? It sounds almost too good to be true. Kind of like ChatGPT for all of your enterprise data. So why aren't we all using this? This came out in November last year. Why isn't everybody using Copilot for 365? Well, it's because if you're not careful, it can be pretty dangerous. You can ask Copilot for things like, show me data related to new employees or who got bonuses lately. And if you've got access to that data, even if you don't know about it, just because it's in a spreadsheet that's in a team site that you're in a group that has access to, Copilot's going to go find it. It can only use the security model that's in place. And the security model in 365 is combined of SharePoint groups and Entra ID groups. They're shared links. Every file and folder and document library can have its own set of people that have access. Lots of data has the potential to be open to everybody in the company, sometimes guests or external users. If you ask Copilot how to prepare for Copilot for 365, it's pretty smart. It tells you, make sure that people just have access to just what they need to do their jobs. Ensure you have just enough access permissions in place for each user. That's easier said than done, though, because 365 is a platform that makes it easy for anybody to collaborate with anybody else. I can share with anybody. I don't have to go to IT for this. There's no governance in place, and that means employees generally have access to way too much data. Things tend to fail open because it's easier to leave things open and let people work than lock things down and potentially break something. Now, there are lots of DLP controls, but they require that files have accurate labels on them. And a lot of our data doesn't have a label on it, or that label might be wrong. One of our customers is a casino, and they found that their users were marking potentially really sensitive files as public because then they could work from home. Insiders can use these tools to quickly find and exfiltrate data, and a threat actor that gets a hold of an account that's got access to Copilot can find things like credentials and API keys and authentication tokens and connection strings, use those to move laterally and elevate privileges, and right-sizing access, going and making sure that only the right people have access to just the data that they're supposed to and the applications just have access to what they're supposed to have access to, is too big of a problem for us to solve on our own. Every security team is stretched thin. We often have more projects and priorities than we have people to execute them. And generative AI like Microsoft Copilot for 365 is going to make it easy to create lots of net new data. It's going to get shared, and suddenly this problem is going to get a lot worse faster than it's going to get better. So if you want to get your Copilot pilot out of pilot, what you need are security outcomes. You need an understanding of risk, and that means accurately identifying where your most sensitive and critical data is, but you have to combine that with context, like who's actually using it and who and what has access to it, whether it's through a shared link or an entitlement or a group membership. You need to continuously and automatically reduce the blast radius, reduce exposure, because if it requires somebody to actually make a decision manually implementing it, probably never going to happen. And you need to watch how data is used, watch how people are using Copilot so you can quickly detect and quickly effectively investigate and respond to any potential threat. And if you do all that well, compliance and the labeling that will lead to effective DLP becomes a simple byproduct. Everything becomes a lot easier. It starts with visibility. Ask yourselves, with all of the data that we've got in OneDrive and in Teams and in SharePoint and in Exchange, which is all the data that Copilot for 365 is going to have access to through the Microsoft Graph and the index that's built on top of it, what do we really know about it? Do we know where our sensitive data is? Do we know the configuration and the security posture of every one of those thousands of SharePoint sites, let alone the tenant itself? Do we know all of the access controls to all of the data in all of those places? And are we watching how it's used? And you need to make sure that this visibility is complete. You can't just look at file headers or portions of data because you'll absolutely miss something. Context is key here. You need to combine a risk analysis with sensitivity and activity, and it's got to be current. If it takes you a year to do a scan and you got to start it all over again, your results aren't very useful. When you do that, you can accurately and usefully measure risk, meaning you'll know where sensitive data is. You'll understand the security posture and configurations that might lead to an exposure. You'll understand access controls and shared links so you really know who and what's got access to your data, and you'll see connected third-party applications and, of course, if there are any existing labels. Once you've measured risk accurately, now you can start leveraging DLP much more effectively. Find the data that's sensitive, see if there's a label there. If the label's wrong, you can automatically fix it. You can take things that are sensitive and marked as public and make sure that they're marked as confidential or internal. And for all the data that doesn't have a label on it, you should be able to automatically apply a label, because now you can enforce downstream DLP. Now you can do things like encrypting and blocking things from being sent or shared. You can apply file level controls. You can enforce residency and retention to get rid of the data that you don't need anymore. So now your DLP controls will be more effective, but you're not done, because you need to monitor how people are using Copilot, how people are accessing data. That means collecting data from lots of different sources, combining them together with the context of sensitivity. And then you can alert when something goes wrong, when somebody shares sensitive data to a lot of people, or when somebody starts using Copilot in a potentially risky way, like asking it about API keys, credentials, employee bonuses, or 401k information, for instance. You can even apply labels as a response to an alert to ensure that all of your preventive controls are working. And speaking of preventive controls, when you know how data is being used and you know where and how it's exposed, it turns out you can automatically apply much more effective preventive controls. You can apply least privilege by removing exposure, fixing misconfigurations, continuing to apply labels, disabling any risky third-party applications, disabling permissions and links that people aren't using anymore, and your security posture is going to be dramatically more effective. That means when somebody starts asking Copilot for risky things like API keys, credentials, or employee data, they're not going to be able to find anything because you've effectively locked that data down. Now, one of our customers went through this process earlier this year. We did a Copilot readiness assessment, scanned millions of files, identified 57,000 shared links that exposed sensitive data. That was the reason they couldn't widely deploy Copilot. After 10 days, everything was locked down with zero help desk tickets because they used the context of exposure, sensitivity, and activity to effectively apply those controls. If you'd like to see this in your environment, help get your Copilot pilot out of pilot, do a Microsoft Copilot for 365 readiness assessment. We'll scan your tenant, identify sensitive data, show you the exposure, show you how people are actually using Copilot, and help you put together a plan for getting your pilot out of pilot. I hope this has been useful for you. Thank you so much.